This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, a show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Joy. Hi and hello, this is Well, 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 brought to you each Monday evening by the Victorian AIDS Council. My name is Tex and my co-hosts this evening are Jack and James on this, our special Radiothon edition of the show. Like every other show this week, we're hoping that you too can join up as a member, or perhaps if you're already a member, to renew your membership of the Joy family. Jack and James, trust both of you are ready for a great show?
Sure am.
I certainly am. Just
looking forward to it.
Bit of a cough and a cold, but raring to go.
Raring to go. Well, James, I'd like you to share with our listener what we're going to be doing on the show tonight. Who are we chatting with?
We've got two guests on the show tonight, Tex. First of all, we're going to be chatting with Neil from Vic Bears about Southern Hibernation, an event very close to my heart. Mm-hmm. A week of events about all things bear kicking off next weekend. And later on, we'll be talking with John, the policy officer at VAC, about some of the latest news regarding PrEP.
And Jack, how can our listener renew their membership or perhaps join up as a new member of the Joy family?
Well, to renew a current membership or become a new member of the Joy family, simply call 1300-JOY-949, that is 1300-569-949, or join online via joy.org.au. The membership costs are, for an individual, $84. A family is only $124. Concession is half of the individual one at $42. And under 18s is $22. If you're a business, you're welcome to join for $300. But you can also make a tax-deductible donation of $2 or more.
So ring that number now. Call Robert. We've got Robert waiting to take your call. 1300-JOY-949. That's 1300-569-949. You're listening to the 2016 Radiothon edition of Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9. This is the Radiothon edition of Well, 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 and you can join the Joy family now by calling Robert to keep us out loud and proud. Call Robert on 1300-JOY-949. That's 1300-569-949, or you can join via the website joy.org.au. Joining us in the studio is Neil from Vic Bears. Good evening, Neil, and welcome back to Well, Well, Well. It's great to have the Vice President with us.
It's amazing, isn't it? Last time I was here, I was Secretary, so it's been a step up since
You're
then.
Working your way up the ladder.
I am working my way up to the ladder. Mm. Watch out, President.
So next year we'll have the President.
No, we never know.
Yeah. Now, first of all, that age-old question we ask every year, what does being a bear mean, or perhaps to put it another way, what is a bear? Is it all about size and hairiness? You know, what's it all about?
Well, it's not exactly all about size and hairiness, but some people say that does count. It's mm-hmm. more about the way you feel inside. It's a relaxed attitude to the gay scene or the gay life, as you can say. We're not party animals. We do like to dance every now and again, get down into our underwear, a little bit of a boogie.
Yeah.
But we also like just to sit back and watch a movie and relax. And the hair is a bonus.
And there's some other titles people use, like cub and otter. What do they all mean?
Okay, well, so as far as my representation of a cub is someone that's younger, more playful, or could be an older bear that's just more inspirited of a younger inner being, I suppose you could say. So loves to play around, board games, joke, be the life of the party without actually being a super young, skinny model.
And would I be a polar bear with my colouring, do you think? Or is there a polar bear?
You'd be a polar bear.
Okay. Everyone's polar a polar bear in this weather, really. I'm a polar bear in this weather. Okay. Big old jumper on.
Okay. Well, now, Neil, how long has Vic Bears been around as an organisation as such?
Well, as an organisation, we've been around for 20 years. We celebrated at the gala this year with our 20th anniversary gala dinner. So we've been going for 20 years now.
Amazing, 20 years. And that was, where have those 20 years gone?
Amazing. I've been a part of it for about 5 or 6. So I haven't been there since the start, but...
No, well, that doesn't show, is it?
No, it doesn't show, does it?
Now, apart from Southern Hibernation, you've come to chat about Also about where do bears actually gather and what do they do event-wise outside of hibernation?
All right, so outside of hibernation, we have our den nights, which is once a month. It's the fourth Saturday of every month.
Fourth Saturday every month,
yes.
Okay.
Okay, so that's one of the events that we have monthly.
And where's that?
That's at the Laird Hotel, or mm-hmm. the Laird. Basically, we take over the whole venue. We put on different themes. We'll have a sports theme, sports shorts, or we'll have a carnival atmosphere. So for the launch of Southern Hibernation, we had a carnival atmosphere with carnival games we had. We also do karaoke, which is our take on karaoke.
Right.
Which is always a famous one. So it's back for Southern Hibernation as well.
And there's some pretty good singers in that.
There are quite a good bunch of singers in our bear hide.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we've also got Aqua Bear, which is aqua aerobics in water, of course, mm-hmm. Down at Collingwood Leisure Centre. Board games at Hares and Hyenas. These are all monthly activities. Mm. Once a month we have these activities, as well as we have Lazy Sunday Lunches, which basically takes us away from the Laird and lets us go to different avenues, different parts of Victoria. We've been to Ballarat, we've been to Mornington.
So you're regional. Shepparton. You're regional,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, we're trying to reach out, yeah.
Well, that's a good initiative. And don't forget, there's the Bendigo VAC country now, so there's link that can keep us connected with the bear community regionally.
So next weekend, Southern Hibernation kicks off. What's this all about?
Yeah, wow. Southern Hibernation, we're so geared up for it this year.
Yeah.
It starts on Sunday with Fur. It's our lead-in party to Fur.
Yep.
Then on Monday, it kicks off with complete. We've got karaoke, we've got trivia, we've got underwear dance parties, we've got lunches and a big under the... We're at the Spiegel Tent.
Right, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Some good shows at
beautiful
the Spiegel
there,
Tent.
Beautiful there, yeah.
That's in Collingwood?
No, it's in Docklands.
Docklands, oh.
Yeah, they're actually moved it to Docklands, right near, as we call the icon of Melbourne, which is Costco.
Oh, okay.
So it's right next door to Costco in that area.
So it's a pretty full week then, Neil.
Oh, it's an extraordinary week. I've taken the week off and then the week after that to recover for the week before.
Busy, busy, busy.
And how long, Neil, has Southern Hibernation been going? Like, Vic Bears is 20 years. How long have you been doing Southern Hibernation?
Well, Southern Hibernation has sort of been... It's been growing every year. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I hate to see what it's going to be like next year when we're already doing 16 events for 1 year already this year.
Mm-hmm.
But Southern Hibernation started pretty much way back when Vic Bears started. It might have just been only a 1 or 2 day event. Now it's grown into the whole complete week.
And it's a national event too.
Yeah, international.
Actually,
as well.
International, yeah, because I remember attending from New Zealand in 2005.
There you go.
I was, my kind of orientation to Melbourne was a Southern Hibernation event.
I do remember we had some Canadians.
And the New Zealanders come all the time, people from all over Australia.
Yeah, everywhere.
I think we've even had some Americans.
Americans and some Canadians. Yeah. We're reaching out.
We are. It's a growing thing.
You do what you can, can't you?
Well, we do, and that's the whole aspect of Mr. Australasia Bear as well.
We are going to continue with hearing more from Neil, more about Southern Hibernation and perhaps some of his personal events and things like that.
Indeed.
This is the Radiothon edition of Well, Well, Well. Join the Joy family now and help to keep Joy out loud and proud. You can call 1-300-JOY-949 and speak to Robert. Or you could join via the website joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9.
Become a member of Joy. Renew now to go in the running for our major prize, which is a brand new Holden Spark. Like Joy, it's designed to impress. With us in the studio now is Neil from Vic Bears and chatting about Southern Hibernation. Now, Neil, there are heaps of events at a variety of locations around town for the event for Southern Hibernation. What are some of your personal favourites, perhaps, or a must-attend event from your perspective?
Well, some of my favourites. The must-attend, actually, for this year is actually going to be the event at the Spiegel Tent.
Underbear.
We're getting there. We'll get to Underbear. But, yeah, the Spiegel Tent, which is called Under the Big Top. Well, it's something we haven't done before, is actually... Under a big top, so and being circus, we figured that's the best event I'm looking forward to. Then, of course, the most popular one on our calendar is Underbear. I still haven't worked out exactly why yet, but I'm sure I'll get there.
Oh, come on, a whole bunch of guys getting around jiggy jiggy in their underwear. How would that not be a big event?
Oh, dear, sounds like it's your favorite, James.
Oh, one of them.
Anything else that you'd like to recommend, Neil?
Pretty much all the main events. So we've got Mr. Australasia Bear, of course, is where we pull everyone in from all over Australia, Sydney, Brisbane, we've even Tasmania, even come down and have a view, everywhere to play against each other to see who can be crowned Mr. Australasia Bear.
Who's the current Mr. Australasia Bear? Which state is he from? Is he a local boy?
No, he's a Western Australian, if I remember right.
Yes, I think you're correct.
It was a year ago. My memory is a bit rusty.
No, that's all right.
But I'm rooting for the Victorian because we want to win it back again.
Of course you're rooting for the Victorian. It's Patrick. Why would we not be rooting for Patrick?
We love our Patrick.
It's that accent that gets everybody, I think. And I'm sure he puts it on a little bit. Sorry if you're listening, Patrick.
Now, each year, Vic Bears choose a charity support in the community. So who will be benefiting from the generosity of the Bears this year?
Well, this year it's the pantry for the VAC.
That's the PLC, Living Century Pantry. And that's a great cause too, Vic Bears. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And we love actually helping out.
How can interested guys find out more about Vic Bears and Southern Hibernation, Neil?
So at the moment, Vic Bears is focusing solely on Southern Hibernation, of course, because we want to raise as much money as possible and also have a great time. So our main website has been switched over to Southern Hibernation as well. So everything that you need to know about Southern Hibernation is at southernhibernation.com.au.
Excellent.
As well as you can purchase tickets at Manhouse
and online. Got mine, got vents for everything. I was one of the early birders.
You're busy.
Well, it's best to get the early bird.
It's going to be a busy week.
Saving heaps of money getting an early bird pass. Right.
And then you don't have to line up at the door.
Nice. Straight in. Show us your ticket the first night. Get your pack.
I ain't lining for that fun.
Oh, there you go. Don't line up at underbear. Don't freeze your tacker outside.
You don't take your clothes off till you get inside.
Inside, but you can still freeze outside.
Waiting. That's true, especially this weather.
That's a relief, really.
Now, Neil, just going back to Mr. Australasia Bear, what does it mean when someone becomes Mr. Australasia Bear?
Okay, so the whole idea of Mr. Australasia Bear is actually to promote the bear community in whatever state they are in.
Yep.
And to demonstrate that the bear community is a big growing investment, fun activity, and that we are solely around. We're not just in our own little territories or in our own states. It's an actual Australian-wide representation of us.
And then when throughout the year when you're raising money, are you also, as well as raising money for Vic Bears, of course, are you raising money for the charity as well?
We are. What we do is we end up picking a charity pretty much when the new committee comes on board. So it's pretty much financial year, we pick a charity.
Yep.
And then we run through that charity all the way up to Southern Hibernation and then give a big, big check of whatever we can scrounge up. And basically, we do that from donations at the door of every event. If we have games, the proceeds for the games go to there. Raffles, any activity that we run, money goes back to the charity. And then at the end of Southern Hibernation, which is usually the next dead night after, is we hand over the check from all the proceeds from Southern Hibernation that we've actually raised as well.
Well, I'm sure the PLC pantry services will be very appreciative of the check to supporting people living with HIV in Victoria. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Really fantastic. Now, Neil, we need to thank you for being available this evening, and we want to wish you best wishes for a successful week of all things bear. Just thank you. It's always good to have you in. Our second year. Secretary, we've had Vice President, we've got chookers out for President Bear next year.
Yeah. We'll see what happens, can't we?
We do need to know what Tex and Jack's favourite event. Which one will we see you at?
I usually like to get along to Mr. Australasia Bear.
Of course.
And I'm more of the theatre person, so the Spiegel tent would be my...
Probably for you, yeah.
Well, the Bears get up to all sorts of activities, as you're soon going to hear. This is the Radiothon edition of Renew or join as a member and help to keep our voice out loud and proud on 1300-JOY-949 or joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well with James, Jack and Tex on the Radiothon edition of Well. Join now or make a tax-deductible donation, 1300-JOY-949. You can speak to Robert, 1300-569-949, or you can join via the website joy.org.au. Joining us in the studio is John Manwaring, the policy worker from the Victorian AIDS Council. Good evening, John, and welcome back to Well.
Hello.
It's been so long.
Now, Jack, to start with, perhaps you could explain to our listener a little bit about yourself and what a policy worker involves. What do you do?
I do all sorts of fun, exciting things like reading and research and writing and
More reading and more research and more writing.
It makes
a little
me want to cry.
Dry but important stuff, isn't it?
I actually find it really interesting, especially working for VEC. I get to look at all sorts of fun things, prep included.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty much saying this is what things are and this is how we would like them to be and this is why.
And what are some of the policy areas that you've been involved with since joining the Victorian AIDS Council?
Oh, goodness. Well, PrEP has occupied a lot of my time lately, as it should, because it's quite a big and significant thing. But with the run-up to the election, we've been looking at things like whether we should have quotas for LGBTI candidates in the political parties, looking at the political role of homophobia and how we change the dialogue and discourse around that, looking at lobbying the federal government for funding for things like PrEP and treatment as prevention.
PrEP?
Yes.
Perhaps as a refresher, John, for those who don't know or aren't quite up with what PrEP is, what does PrEP stand for? What does it mean?
So lest it get lost in the sea of acronyms that we seem to be swimming in. PrEP, P-R-E-P, stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis, not to be confused with post-exposure prophylaxis, or PEP, but both of them have the same idea. To prevent getting HIV, a person takes a pill, essentially an anti-HIV pill, but in where PEP, you would take it after an exposure. So if you've had sex without condoms and you're a bit worried, you could go get PEP. In this case, we're looking at PrEP, which is saying, I'm going to take this pill every day, and so if I have sex without condoms or have other risk factors, I can prevent my chance of getting HIV up to 99%.
Significantly.
Yes, significantly.
It seems like a no-brainer to me.
Now, John, PrEP has recently been approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration here in Australia. What does that mean in relation to its availability here in Australia?
For practical purposes, it doesn't mean much. What it is, though, is like that necessary step to wide availability. So it's the TGA is just the body of the Australian government that says to us, we want to make sure it works, we want to make sure it's safe, and we want to make sure that it's fit for purpose, essentially. So even though we have all this evidence backing it up, and have had for several years, TGA looked at it, said, all right, it is effective at preventing HIV, it's a safe drug, and it's not going to cause all sorts of other crazy things that might happen. So it's a necessary step, but we still need one more step before people can get it easily and affordably.
So, in other words, it's just a bureaucratic clinical process to get towards the next step, the next hurdle.
Yeah, exactly. So the next hurdle, the big hurdle, is everybody's familiar with the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme.
The PBS?
Yes. It's the big list of all the medications that, if you have Medicare, which most people in Australia do, enables you to get medications affordably without making you bankrupt, like people in a country that I'm familiar with.
Okay. Now, until it is listed on the PBS, which hopefully it will be, how do people go about getting PrEP or access to PrEP at the moment?
So right now, there are a couple ways to do it. In Victoria, probably the best way is if you can get on the upcoming PrEP X demonstration study. It's being run by the Alfred Hospital with the support of VAC. And that is provided at the same copay charge that you would have if it were listed on the PBS. It's meant to be a real-world demonstration. You can go to their website. If you type in PrepX Alfred Health in Google, that'll take you to their page. You can register your interest, and it's all there. Barring that, if you go to prepaccessnow.com.au, this is an activist group that has set up a scheme that allows you to, or enables you, to personally import generic PrEP from overseas at pretty low costs. It can be a little fiddly at times, but there are people and volunteers who are really actively committed to helping people get it.
Could I go, for example, to the local pharmacy or the chemist and just buy it over the counter without a prescription?
Oh, gosh, no. Theoretically, you might, because there are a lot of people that don't know much about it, unfortunately. Yep. But what you need to do is make sure, first and foremost, that you are HIV positive before accessing it. If you happen to be HIV positive and didn't know it and started taking this medication, you could potentially develop resistance to it.
Okay.
So that's the very first step.
You need a clinical support.
You just need an HIV test.
Definitely got to be HIV negative before you start.
Yes, definitely. So that would be going to your GP, going somewhere like Pronto or a hospital, any number of places, Melbourne Sexual Health. As long as you've had an HIV negative test, you can say, I want to get on PrEP. And pretty much everybody, if you're in the Melbourne area, will have an awareness of it, meaning your clinicians. If you're outside of Melbourne, it's a little more tricky. But again, contacting VEC, contacting Prep Access Now. We know where the resources are and we can help you access them until, fingers crossed, it's listed on the PBS and becomes much easier to get.
Sounds good.
Yeah. This is a Radiothon edition of Well, Well, Well. Join the Joy family or renew your membership. Anyone and everyone is welcome to join the family. Call 1-300-JOY-949 or join up online at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9.
And as James said before the community service announcements and sponsorships, anybody is welcome to join the Joy family. And it's really easy. You can call Robert on 1-300-JOY-949. That's 1-300-569-949. Or you can join online via joy.org.au. Membership costs are individual $84, family $124, concession $42, under 18 $22. Or if you're a business, you can join for only $300. And we've had some people who've been inspired by Robert's voice. We have Felix from Reservoir who has joined and made a donation, and that donation is going to be made in the Hour of Power, so it will be doubled on Friday morning.
Well done, nice. Felix.
Clever. We've had Teddy the Bear, who also lives in Reservoir, and Teddy the Bear is a full membership, and he's also made a donation as well, so that donation is going to go through in the Hour of Power. Mm-hmm. And we've had Tex, who lives in Reservoir. I wonder who that is. He's made a donation as well, and he is going to be donating that donation through the Hour of Power, so it will be doubled. Well, we've done. Also had a message coming in saying, "Hi, guys, I'm staying cozy in bed. Your sweet voice is keeping me warm on this cold Melbourne night. Enjoying the show." That's from Anthony, who's also in Reservoir. It must be the suburb.
We're getting out and far.
It's the place to be.
Loud and proud.
So is Reservoir the new sort of inner south?
It's the inner gay suburb, certainly.
Okay.
chatting with myself, Tex, and my co-host James and Jack about PrEP is our guest John, the policy worker at VAC.
Yes,
now, John, what are the indications that PrEP will be successfully listed with the pharmaceutical benefit scheme here in Australia, especially in light of the current election, endless election going on?
Right. It's really difficult to say, actually, because the PBAC, so there's a committee called PBAC, the Pharmaceutical Benefits and the
Body.
Acronym, that one.
Yeah. Yep.
I should know this acronym. They have to look at a whole host of things, but what they're most interested in are the cost, which they negotiate with the pharmaceutical company if they decide to list it, the cost effectiveness. So say like, if it's going to cost us $1 million to prevent HIV when, you know, you can hand them a 50-cent condom and, you know, all these different calculations. Mm. They want to make sure, not that that's necessarily the best example, but...
No.
they want to make sure that you're going to get your money's worth, essentially, because it is a taxpayer subsidy. They want to make sure that there are enough doctors to prescribe it, that there are going to be people to use it, and that the community is actually going to benefit from it. So they look at this whole host of things, and they give away nothing ahead of the meeting
decision
at which they decide. That said, in meetings that I've been able to attend where people, the head of PBAC has talked about it, he mentioned very specifically that 4 out of 5 times things get knocked back on their first try.
Yep.
So it usually takes several tries. They'll get really nitpicky about details, about costs. There's disagreement. So even though in the July meeting they're expected to look at PrEP, It's entirely likely it'll get knocked back on that tribe.
Sure.
But the pharmaceutical company, Gilead, has committed to just going back and going back until it gets listed. Politicians have been really cagey, too. Like, even though they've said in principle they support it, like Malcolm Turnbull and Susan Ley have both said, we really support this. Both the Greens and the Labour Party have, like, full-throatedly committed to it or support it. They can't do anything without PBAC recommendation. So... yeah, it's a bit tricky to
say. And
you
can't apply political pressure to that process, I presume.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, okay, not to the PBAC process.
So but once, you can to the parties.
Yeah, so once that's been approved, or assuming it gets approved, what people can do and should do is write to their MPs, write to candidates for office, and say, this is a really important issue to me. This is why. And do that. And actually, I just remembered, there's kind of, it's not so much political pressure, but just common sense pressure. You can go to the PBAC website and file a public comment. And it's the same sort of thing. And they do take it into consideration in making their decisions. So if people who are interested in PrEP or even, you know, HIV positive people who'd said, like, I would happily go on there and say, I could have benefited from this about 10 years ago. Hey, sure. Let them know your personal story. Unfortunately, I didn't bring that information with me. But if you again, Google PBAC public comment, it'll take you directly to that page and you can provide that comment. You have until the end of June 8th. So.
Last week there was a determination in the UK about access to PrEP via their National Health Service, John. What was that decision about?
That was an unfortunate decision where the NHS said that it's not their proper place to fund PrEP. So they declined to list it. And I think a lot of people were really scared by that, but we shouldn't draw too much from that here in Australia because the funding of medication in the UK is entirely different than Australia. Australia, it's a federal system. It's, sorry, a Commonwealth system. It's one body that does it. In the UK, it actually is several local bodies. Usually they take the recommendation of the NHS on something. So far, the NHS has declined to give a recommendation, but they're saying, let the local bodies decide. Which is, it's frustrating because it's going to take a lot longer there than people had hoped. But there are now legal actions being taken against NHS and against the local body saying this is something you absolutely need to do.
So PrEP's available in other European economic communities. So, like, will that make it easier for British guys to get access to PrEP?
You know, I don't know. I don't think so because they do have such peculiar arrangements there. And so far, actually, France is the only one to list it subsidized on their healthcare system. And I know it, they're quite confined in their access. I think you have to be living there for a certain period of time.
Right.
So, say you were in London, it's not like you could hop the channel. Grab your PrEP, head back, that ahead. Sort of thing.
John, thank you for coming in and being available to chat about this important topic once again. I'm sure we'll have you back to talk about PrEP on the show, especially when we do get success and it's listed here in Australia.
Absolutely.
So, happy night and cheerio.
Yes, thanks for having me.
This is the Radiothon edition of Well, Well, Well. If you've been waiting to renew or join up, this is the time to call 1300-JOY-949, 1300-569-949, or via the web, joy.org.au. In fact, this is it, dedicated to the team at the GH Hotel in St Kilda.
Positive Women is a support and advocacy organisation working with women living with HIV. Positive Women recognises the individual needs of these women and provide them with a safe and comfortable environment that is completely confidential. To find out more information, go to positivewomen.org.au.
A community service announcement supported by Joy.
This is the Radiothon edition of Well, Well, Well. Join the Joy team or renew your membership. Anyone and everyone is welcome to Joy to join the family. Please call 1300-JOY-949 and Robert will answer your call. That's 1300-569-949 or join up online at joy.org.au. Help us to keep Joy out loud and very proud. Now, we're talking about the importance of volunteering and we all volunteer at Joy here. James.
We do.
Why do you volunteer at Joy and why is it important to you?
Interestingly enough, I've been a Joy listener and a supporter probably since I moved here and coming from New Zealand as I did. Like, there was no gay radio station, there was nothing.
And how many years ago was that you came here?
2005. And I remember, like, I was blown away by what Joy did and what it does for the community, and I've stayed tuned in. And then a couple of years ago, I kind of thought, oh, you know what, maybe I'd do the Taste of Radio, which is a really, you know, it's a great thing to do. Met some people, and some of the people I've made friends with, and, you know, we've carried on being friends. I mean, that's the thing about volunteering, I've noticed. You guys will know this because you've made friends over the years, and you make friends, and they're lifelong friends, and they have a kind of a commitment to the community. Yeah. Something good about giving something back. What about you, Tex? Where else do you volunteer and Joy?
Well, as well as doing the show, Northside Bazaar comes up every year, and it's a fundraiser both for VAC and for Joy, and it's my two favourite charities, in fact. For VAC, the Victorian AIDS Council, it's the David Williams Fund, a fund that supports people living with HIV, and it also supports Joy, so it helps to keep Joy, as we're saying, out loud and proud. And it's a charity auction, it's a fun day, and this year it's coming up on the 15th of October. I think that's a Sunday, Saturday or a Sunday anyway. There'll be lots of promotion as it gets closer to it. So, it's, as you said, James, it's a great way of meeting people and finding out about people as well. Now, Jack, why do you think being a volunteer is important? Why is Joy important to our community?
Well, I think it's important to give a voice to an otherwise minority group. There are too many minority groups. Mm-hmm. And when you can consider the LGBTI community, which has been marginalised or ostracised throughout history, if not victimised and all sorts of terrible things, it gives a voice to people to be out loud and proud, as the slogan is. And I really think the breadth of shows on Joy is just staggering. There's something for everybody, literally something for everybody. If you can't be pleased by at least one, two, or three shows, there's something wrong with you, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think it's great. It's a great opportunity for people to engage with their community, to spread the message that you're not alone, you're part of a bigger, greater community. And what's the old union saying? Together we are strong or something? I think there's something in that.
Yeah, I think it's great. This is a Radiothon edition of Well, Well, Well. To renew a current membership or become a new member of the Joy family, simply call 1-300-JOY-949. That's 1-300-569-949. Or join online via joy.org.au. Membership costs are individual $84, family $124, concession $42, under 18 $22, and business $300.
Joy 94.9.
So indeed, it's the Radiothon edition of Well, 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 and it's always time to say farewell for another week.
It is. Please remember Southern Hibernation commences next weekend. You can check out Vic Bears at the website or the site for Southern Hibernation by going to your favourite search engine and typing in one of those phrases.
Notice how he pronounces the bear bit, really. Hibernation.
Exactly.
Indeed. Finally, a very happy birthday to us for next Monday. Of course, the annual celebration for Queens Everywhere. And look, if you want to buy yourself a birthday gift, how about you get a Joy membership or perhaps make a tax-deductible donation? And that will be a gift to yourself when you get that receipt so that it'll help you out when you do your tax return this year. And both, whether it's a membership, whether you're making a tax-deductible donation, you can help to keep us out loud and proud. It's been a good show.
It's been remarkably quick again, too. Talking to John about PrEP, which is a wealth of information there about PrEP, I think.
Yep.
And, of course, Hibernation beginning next weekend.
There's also a Facebook page, isn't there? PrEP Now or something?
PrEP Access Now.
That's an interesting one to get onto.
And then just before we go, just remember, if you have missed a previous episode of Well, 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 or you want to hear our gorgeous voices again, you can listen to podcasts just by going to joy.org.au/podcasts. And we need to thank David, our regular podcaster, who keeps us podcasted.
And sounding better than we really are, I think.
And indeed. Robert as well. We should thank Robert.
Robert for out on the phone. And thanks Felix and Teddy and Tex for becoming members.
Exactly.
Renewing their memberships. Coming up next is Broad with their Radiothon edition. This has been Tex, James and Jack for the Victorian AIDS Council. Tune in next week for another edition of Well, Well, Well. And tonight we have certainly, just like Joy, supported Australian talent. Cheers, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.